This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A lawyer for the whistleblower who made public President Trump's dealings with Ukraine says his client is willing to answer written questions from House Republicans. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a tweet, attorney Mark Zaid writes, Congressman Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, has been approached about the whistleblower answering questions from Republicans in writing. President Trump has demanded the person's identity made public since his call to the president of the Ukraine became public. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel tells ABC's This Week a key reason for the impeachment inquiry.
Did the president really sell out his country?
But House Republican Whip Steve Scalise, also on ABC's This Week, says the Democrats are playing politics.
They don't want fair rules. They just want to hurt President Trump's chances to win re-election.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
The White House on Sunday defended President Trump's bid to get Ukraine to investigate one of his chief 2020 Democratic political rivals, former Vice President Joe Biden, saying that the request did not amount to an impeachable offense. The Washington Post reported Sunday that smuggling gangs in Mexico are cutting through the wall President Trump is building along the U.S.-Mexico border to keep migrants and drugs out of the country. The Post quoted border agents as saying that gangs have repeatedly made holes in the wall using a reciprocating saw. That's a tool that sells for as little as $100 at hardware stores. The Post said that the holes created are wide enough for migrants and smugglers to enter. It is not clear how many times breaches have occurred. The president told reporters that he is not concerned about the reports because the wall is, in fact, designed to be fixed easily. Again, Washington Post reporting that smuggling gangs in Mexico are cutting through the wall President Trump is building along the U.S.-Mexico border. This is VOA News. A pro-democracy politician and four other people were injured when a knife-wielding man attacked protesters in Hong Kong Sunday. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
What started as a human chain in City Plaza Shopping Center in the eastern suburb of Taikoo Shing turned into a face-to-face conflict with police, with several people wounded. With blood dripping from his ear, Democratic District Councillor Andrew Chu was among the injured. Democratic Party lawmaker James To told reporters the attacker had bitten off part of Chu's ear and slashed other people. He said the other wounded were in more serious condition than Chu. Police said protesters had vandalised a restaurant in the mall after chanting peacefully. Several arrests were made and police say they are investigating the knife attack.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said Sunday that the worst is yet to come with an oil spill that affected more than 200 beaches on the country's coast. He said he did not know if additional oil would impact his country's coastline, but that everything indicates that the currents went to the coast of Brazil. Oil slicks have been appearing for 3 months off the coast of northeast Brazil and fouling beaches along a 2,000-kilometer area of Brazil's most celebrated shoreline. The government Friday named a Greek-flagged tanker as the prime suspect behind the oil slicks. The ship Bubalina took an oil in Venezuela and was headed for Singapore, it said. Crews and volunteers have cleaned up tons of oil off the beaches. Protesters in Lebanon rallied Sunday to call for the president, Michel Aoun's ouster, as part of a push for sweeping changes. More from VOA's Lattice Ahok.
President Aoun is a Maronite Christian, but some protesters say a government based on sectarian lines is bringing the country down.
We achieved part of our demands, which is the ousting of the government. And now we demand a neutral technocrat government and not a political one.
Joining protesters who demand economic and political reforms on Sunday was a large gathering of women calling for social changes.
Today, as women, we also have a role in coming out and carrying the demands like the rest of the protesters. We want this regime to go down because it is a paternal and sectarian system, which has oppressed women's issues and has put us at the mercy of the religious authorities for years.
President Aoun addressed the nation on Sunday, promising to focus on corruption, the economy, and the civil state, but acknowledging there is no easy road ahead. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
She was the voice of a generation. Her unmistakable alto and undeniable truth resonated with women all over the world. In the 1990s, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing her music or seeing her image on billboards, magazines, and on television. Then something changed. The woman who was once the darling of the music industry all of a sudden rejected everything it stood for. And two decades later, we're still wondering why. This week, Soul Lounge is shining the spotlight on the music and life of Ms. Lauryn Hill.
Practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatra. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture with hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems.
We'll touch that dream.
Come slow and not at all.
They come slow, darling.
And the ones on time, won't make it stop. So convinced that they might fall.
Not for everybody.
Let's love ourselves and we can't fail.
In the middle-class suburb of South Orange, New Jersey. She grew up in a home filled with music. Curtis Mayfield, Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin, and Marvin Gaye were favorites of her mother, who often played piano at home, and her father, who sang at nightclubs and at weddings. Though it was through the music that Lauryn came to prominence, she started her career as an actress on Broadway and then moved to soap operas. But it was her appearance in the 1993 movie Sister Act 2 that cemented her place as a star. She played Rita, a rebellious Catholic school student who, along with the gospel choir, saves the school from being closed. This was the first time the world got to hear that voice.
Joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee. Hail thee as the sun. Clouds of sin and sadness drive the dark of doubt away.
Lauren was working hard to maintain her A average in high school and performing around town at local talent shows with her friend Praz and his cousin Wyclef. The three of them call themselves the Translator Crew. In 1993, Lauren graduated high school and focused all of her creative attention on the group, which had been renamed the Fugees. Initially, Lauren was there to just sing the hooks, but she was determined to become an MC, so she hunkered down and perfected her flow. That same year, the Fugees signed a deal with Columbia Rough House Records. By 1994, they completed Blunted on Reality, a cross-genre cultural mashup of R&B, hip-hop, and Caribbean rhythms. The critics weren't so sure what to make of the trio, but they all agreed it was the girl with the vivid wordplay and the deep, raspy alto voice that was worth the listen. And so I want you to take a listen. Here are the Fugees featuring Lauryn Hill with vocab inside the Soul Lounge.
Yo, this is the Fugees, refugees, about to take you on a journey into the dimensions of the Booker Basement. The basement's word. Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3. Uh-huh. The crew is called Refugees. And if you come for test the rap styly, stop the violence and just bring it on. Why, yo? Hey, yo, I feel kind of melancholy. People think they really know me. I keep my rapper by me while I drive a daddy shouty. I pay the tone fighter for my own soul. Cause the bourgeois type of mental sucks like a black hole. But I remain a rebel face to face. They can send me back to Mogul Dishu. Cause I've been wild since I was a juvenile Afrocentric profile back when righteous rap was still a style. Now kids are wild, so I ask the bad black Boogie Bandit, what's the damage? Give me the estimate, then pray tell me when the revolution will begin. I turn on my TV, I check out Farrakhan on CNN. See, I'm like the phantom that's flying like the bird, doing things you never heard. Plus I come from the suburbs, where they gone. I heard you had it kinda hard, and you got your skin scorn when they were shooting on the boulevard.
To Mexico, you see my 4, 5, 6 to be my C-Lo, and when I rest my head is on a pillow, BDBD, BDB, BDB, bo. You see the skills I manifest is very thorough, and if you don't believe me, ask Fair with Jaco, I'm Fair with Jaco, I'm Fair with Jaco, I don't mean who, watch out now, when I choose to speak, I'm forming the cypher, fly beast, to the fire presenter, knowledge is born to all beginners, okay. Stone if you feel you in a sinner. Say our Father who art in heaven. Forgive the foolish rapping for you not know how for G be stepping. Correcting, stopping, kept it. Enough respect to the DJ that be selected. The type of record. I got the vocab. You know they got the vocab. We got the vocab.
Hey, yo, clap, grab the mic and
check it out.
Back in 83, no one wanted to be not me. I turn on my TV, it's a dreadlock for free. It's nonsense, it's no sense. So now you're a rapper disaster. Nobody ever told me that. Roxanne, you don't got to work for money no more. And back in the days I used to listen to Coogee rap, way back when, before guns became gats. And Run DMC used to ask Mary what she bugging. I love P.E. They kept me conscious of what I was saying. African bit by the poor righteous teacher. God within myself, so it made me a 5%. Sell-a-dee-da-dee, oh, we like to party, but my jam was BDP with my philosophy. Say Grandmaster Flash, MC Melly Mel. Then LL Cool J came with Rock the Bells. See, I'm known for the crew, like a Jew is a Jew. Like Apollo got the boo, like the Mecca got the blue. Like the fool got the Manchu, Shaka got the Zulu, Hawaii got the Honolulu, I got the rap blue. So skibidi bop bop, you don't stop, you do the rock rock from hip hop to bebop, from bebop to bebop.
I got the vocab, got the vocab. You know they got the vocab,
got the
vocab. We got the vocab. And your peeps, grab the mic and show them you got the gift again.
You got the vocab,
yeah, we got the vocab. Show that you got the gift again.
Dixie got the vocab.
Words, y'all got the vocab.
Virginia got the vocab.
Hey, I know y'all got the vocab.
Oakley got the vocab.
Word, they got the vocab.
Although Blunted on Reality didn't do as well as the label hoped, they gave the trio $135,000 and another chance, this time with full creative control. So Wyclef Praz and Lauryn went back into the studio, which happened to be Wyclef's basement, and took their time recording the follow-up album. In 1996, they released The Score.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk, awake. Yeah. Those who correlate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun. And together, of course, we get the up and on their horse. Kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come.
I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some Gore-Tex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Bess. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' chicken if me heebie-jeebie. So while you imitating Al Capone, I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. Take it slowly. You can't run away from these styles I got, oh baby. Hey baby, cause I got a lot, oh yeah. And anywhere you go, my whole crew gonna know, oh baby. Hey baby, you can't hide from the bag, oh no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, true lies, do or die. Toss me high, only puff fly with my poo from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. That's around the border like I'm Cassius Clay.
Ready or not, yeah. Here I come. You can't hide.
Yo, nobody.
Gonna find you.
Soul Lounge.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly.
Strumming my pain with his fingers.
Shining a light on Miss Lauryn Hill this week on Soul Lounge, who in 1996 was one-third of the most successful hip-hop groups of their time. The Fugees' second album, The Score, hit number one on the Billboard 200 chart and the R&B hip-hop chart. The six-time platinum-selling album has been called one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time. And Lauryn, she was called the most powerful new voice in rap. While the trio enjoyed the fruits of their labor, they couldn't ignore the constant suggestions from critics, industry folks, and fans alike that it was time for Lauryn to break free from the group and go solo. The talk created a wedge between the guys and Lauryn, and her on-again and off-again romantic relationship with Wyclef, well, that made the situation worse. In 1997, it came to a head, and the trio decided it was time for each of them to focus on their solo career. That same year, Lauryn started dating Rohan Marley, the son of the legendary Bob Marley, and soon after, she found herself pregnant with their first child. As her life started to evolve, so did her music, and what was to come would change everything. We'll be back with more Lauryn Hill inside the Soul Lounge.
Like a queen. Was like the kiss on a collarbone, no collarbone. Soft caress of happiness. The way you are, your style of dress. I wish I didn't get so weak. Oh. Ooh, baby, like just to hear you speak.
Yeah.
On smaller my back, more valuable.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge. This week, we're shining the spotlight on Ms. Lauryn Hill. Lauryn, now a solo artist and expecting her first child, went into the studio to work on her first solo album. She split her time between New York and Jamaica, where she recorded songs that drew on her experiences with the Fugees, her new relationship with Rohan Marley, her work with the Refugee Project, a nonprofit organization, and of course, her unborn child. In August of 1998, the miseducation of Lauryn Hill dropped and blew everyone away. Lauryn gave voice to women all over the world who were mending broken hearts and finding strength in adversity, and most importantly, learning to live life on their own terms. Lauryn, whether it was her intention, became a contemporary feminist icon by simply telling her truth, which started with the first line of the first song.
It's funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauryn like she done. But remember not to game the one under the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from bricks to Kingston. My ting done, major kingdom, one run. Now understand El Boogie, not violent. But if a thing test me, run for me, gun. Can't take a threat to me, newborn son. El been this way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you on ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gonna scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some. There's no coincidence. Hypocrites always want to play innocent. Always want to take it to the full out extent. Always want to make it seem like good intent. Never want to face it when it's time for punishment. I know you don't want to hear my opinion. Then how many paths and you must choose one. And if you don't change, then the rain soon comes. See, you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just won one.
Wait. the bomb bomb.
So it sounds so good.
Girls, you know you better watch out. Some guys are only about that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing.
It's been 3 weeks since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gon' pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gon' tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again.
And his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, popping yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one that packed pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of this basement. The pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. And the sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
That was Lauryn Hill featuring Mary J. Blige with I Used to Love Him from the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill album. At the 1999 Grammys, Lauryn became the first female artist to be nominated in 10 categories in a single year. She also became the first woman to take home 5 Grammys in one night. Lauryn was on top of the world. Everywhere you turned, you saw Lauryn Hill. She was on the cover of Time, Rolling Stone, Esquire, the New York Times Magazine. She made the People Magazine's most beautiful list, and at 24, she became the youngest person to make Ebony Magazine's 100 most influential Black people's lists. But not everyone was singing her praises. By this point, Lauryn had given birth to her second child with Rohan, and some questioned whether an unwed mother of two was a good role model for young women. Regardless, she kept moving, and the world was moving right along with her. Lauryn Hill had earned the respect of not only fans, but artists loved her. She worked with Aretha Franklin on a song called A Rose Is Still a Rose, which became a hit. And she also worked on Santana's Supernatural album, which won Album of the Year at the 99 Grammys. She co-wrote and recorded a song with CeeLo Green called Do You Like the Way, a song that challenged listeners to consider where society was headed. In late 1999, a group of producers and songwriters filed a lawsuit against Lauryn Hill, her management company, and the record label, claiming they contributed to a number of songs on The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, but were not properly credited or paid. Lauryn accused the group of trying to capitalize off her hard work and insisted that if she were a male artist, no one would ever question the claim she wrote, produced, and arranged the album herself. The case was eventually settled for $5 million, and those close to Lauryn believe that experience was the beginning of her retreat from the public eye. By 2000, Lauryn Hill was in a self-imposed exile. During that time, she started working on a movie script about Bob and Rita Marley. She also spent a lot of time with a man named Brother Anthony, a spiritual teacher who she credits with helping her confront her fears and master every, quote, demonic thought about inferiority, about insecurity, or the fear of being Black, young, and gifted in this Western culture, end quote. In 2001, Lauryn surprised fans with a special MTV Unplugged performance. Lauryn, pregnant with her third child, showed up in jeans, T-shirt, a baseball cap, with a guitar. What she performed was nothing like what the world had come to expect from the queen of hip-hop. Some fans loved it, others didn't understand, and the same could be said for critics. Unfinished genius and public breakdown were both phrases used to describe the performance. Eventually, MTV released the CD, which debuted on the Billboard charts at number 3, but got virtually no airplay and only sold 500,000 copies. From that album, this is Lauryn Hill with I Find It Hard to Say inside the Soul Lounge.
I find it hard to say that everything is all right. Don't look at me that way, like everything is all right. 'Cause my own eyes can see pretenses, but what you fail to see is all the consequences. You think our lives are cheap and easy to be wasted as history repeats.
Today is still today. other people sleep. Too comfortable to face it. Your lives are so incomplete. And nothing and no one can replace it.
From the year 2000 until 2010, Lauryn Hill slowly reemerged. She started performing here and there, and in 2005, she performed in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, for Bob Marley's 60th birthday celebration. I happened to be there, and she was gracious enough to sit down with me for a brief interview. Now, that conversation remains one of the highlights of my entire career. So after the show, I want you to head on over to my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ, to hear it for yourself. In the meantime, we are in 2010, and there were rumors that Lauryn was working on a new album, and fans waited with bated breath. Those who were lucky enough to catch her on tour heard previews of the new material, but alas, nothing surfaced. By 2012, it was clear we were going to have to wait even longer for new music. Lauryn's life and career were about to hit an extreme low point. In May of 2013, Lauryn Hill was sentenced to 3 months in jail and 3 months house arrest in order to pay back $500,000 she owed in back taxes. Hill continues to tour, and though concertgoers have become increasingly frustrated with her inability to show up on time, they still show up. And whether we get another album remains to be seen. But even if Lauryn Hill never records another song, we still have The Score and Miseducation, two albums that over 20 years later remain some of the best music ever created. And for that, we thank you, Miss Hill. And I thank you for hanging with me. I'll be back with another one of your favorite artists next week inside the Soul Lounge. Take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
Why don't you rebel? Ooh.